although Avraham Avinu was only mitzvah and a handful of mitzvahs, the Gemara tells us in Yuma Dav Chavches that Avraham Avinu was makayim kol haTorah kula kodim shenitzna. The Ramban points out in Bereishis Chafav Posokei that this was not merely intuitive, but this was a ruach hakodesh that Avraham Avinu had regarding the balance of the mitzvah sator. And presumably, that this was not only true of Avraham Avinu, but if this was the practice of Avraham Avinu, one would think this is true of Yitzchok and Yaakov as well. There is a tshuva sarama in Simen Yud that really questions, is that really necessarily the case? Because the Gemara mentions it regarding Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Avinu, the pashut shat that it applies even when it comes to the others as well. When the Gemara mentions in Yuma Dav Chavches that Avraham Avinu was makayim kol haTorah kodem shenitna, the Gemara says even dinim drabanan. The Gemara gives an example, very relevant for us, afilu erev tavshilin, even erev tavshilin. When the Medrash writes this about Yaakov Avinu, a Medrash Rabban Ayin Tes, that it's on the pasuk in Vayishlach haVayichanes pnei ha'ir, there Yaakov Avinu was toveya tchumim, tchum Shabbos. And the Meshech Chachman, Parshas Vayishlach, has like a fascinating contrast that why is it that Gemara mentions an example of a mitzvah drabbanan when it comes to Avraham Avinu of Erev Tavshilin, when it comes to Yaakov, he mentions to be Koveya Tchumim and Erev Tchumim, what exactly is the difference? The Meshech Chachma writes that the mission statement of Avraham Avinu was very, very different from that of Yaakov Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Avraham Ivri. Avraham Avinu had to go out and reach out to all those around him. After all, Efa Nefesh Asher Osu B'Choron. Avraham Avinu was Magayeres Hanashim. Sermini Magayeres says, Hanashim, it was necessary in order to be able to reach out to others to be able to spread the Dvar Hashem. Meshech Chachma writes, very different when it comes to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gave rise to the Shiftei Kav. When it came to all the Davos, as we mentioned, you know, yes, they had a Ben and a Zera, but when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, the Zera was pristine, all of the Shvatim. And the mission of Yaakov Avinu was to somehow insulate the Shiftei Kav rather than the broader outreach that you have of Avraham Avinu. It wasn't necessarily a difference in terms of Hashkafa, but really recognizing a difference in terms of the stage of the development of Knesset Yisrael. So as it was necessary for Avraham Avinu to reach out in that fashion, Yaakov Avinu had to make sure that the integrity of Knesset Yisrael is going to be preserved and maintained, and therefore going to Mitzrayim means Eretz Goshen, and that's really true. Vayichanas pnei ha'ir, you're koveya tchumim. You set boundaries. You make hagdaros. They're markers up until here, yes, but beyond that, no. So Meshech Chachma writes on that pasuk, Vayichanas pnei ha'ir, Parshas Vayishlach, that represents the essence of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was always concerned about the effect of Hatzileni Na, Miyad Achim, Miyad Esav, and therefore that balance was considered to be critical. When it comes to Avraham Avinu, as a nefesh ashrasa b'charon, and that Meshech Chachma writes, that is so clear when it comes to Erev Tavshilin. He writes the Chiddush, Erev Tavshilin can be matir and nisa daraisa? Absolutely not. No. How are you allowed to go ahead and do any malacha from a Yantiv to a Shabbos? It can't be Mikra Hadin Daraisa to Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, of course. Psach and Atmenvav. Hovil. Hovil is the mission statement of Avraham Avinu. That was who Avraham Avinu was, that pristine example of Gemilas Chasadim and Achnasas Orchim. And therefore, when the Gemara picks up an example to indicate that Avraham Avinu was Makayim, not only Mitzvos Daraisa, Mitzvos Rabbanan, Erev Tavshilin comes to mind, and when it comes to Yaakov Avinu, it's to be Koveya Tchumim. Okay? Given the fact, indeed, that this is true, that even Yaakov Avinu, of course, did as his father, as his grandfather, was Makayim the Mitzvah Sator. No, Rashi, after all, Im Lavan Garti, Vitariak Mitzvah Shamarti, that was true of Yaakov Avinu as well. So the question already the Rishonim raised, that how is it possible now in this Parsha that Yaakov Avinu goes and marries Shtei Achayos? He wasn't obligated to, I understand, there's no Tzivui, but this is a Chiyuv Kares. This would result in Mamzerus Achosisha. All of that, of course, la'achar matan Torah. But if you're going to tell me that avos from makayim kol haTorah kula kodem shenitna, so therefore it's surprising that this should be such a glaring exception of that which is considered to be gilui arayos. There is a chiddush we discussed yesterday. Now that's the chiddush of the Maharal, Morale is found in Gur Aryeh, in Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Mamvav Pasuk Yud. Morale is found in the Chidushi Agados on Chulin and Daf Tzadi Aleph, where Morale writes the Chiddush that sometimes one clearly has to distinguish between a mitzvah sasei as opposed to an isulah sasei. That was the theme of the Morale. What's true of an essay is not necessarily true of a lo sasei. Okay, that we all know, that of course there are differences, but Morale writes that three different applications, which are stunning chidushim. One was the sugi we discussed yesterday, the Gemara Nidah Daf Samach Aleph, the case of a beged she'ava bal kilayim. So the only thing you can do, as we discussed his length, is osa bal tafrichin lameis. So Tosfos we discuss is immediately bothered. Why isn't that a problem of loeg l'rosh? Because it's so clear when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, one cannot parade in front of an iftar with the tzitzis magula. And therefore, it will be inappropriate to go ahead and to have tachrichin of dalet kamfos without tzitzis because of loeg l'rosh. You're mocking the iftar to say that, you know what, okay, now you're no longer in this world, so you don't have to be concerned about these things. So why isn't that true of Shatnez? Why isn't that true of Shatnez? Shatnez is more chamor than the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Chidushim, Rabbi Natan, the Rashbam, we discussed yesterday, maybe Loeg L'Rosh is uniquely true when it comes to tzitzis, because tzitzis is shkula k'nega kol ha-mitzvos, right? Urisim also is chartem. Rashi writes the Ramazim of the Chutim and the Ksharim that equal Taryag. Rashi, no? And therefore, if this reflects the totality of kol ha-Torah kula, that's Loeg L'Rosh, but doesn't apply to other cases as well. Well, tzitzis is different. The other possibility in Tosfos, Shatnez is different. Because after all, a person would only violate the Isser of Shatnez if there is Hanas Levisha. Dumya de Levisha de Isfeyana. Details, we're going to get to it at the very end of the first parak of Maseches Beitza. No? The details of Hanas Levisha when it comes to Isser of Shatnez. You're not going to violate Shatnez unless you really are being nene from. There's like a Hanas Chimum. Right? There used to be a time years ago, hats today, black hats, yeshivish hats can be a king's ransom, no? The hats can be $500, no? Years ago, you know what they would make these hats out of? They would make it out of the psolis. You'd make garments, and you'd have, right, just leftover cloth. So you used to go ahead and press it. Felts, no? It wasn't made out of beaver hair, no? It was made out of felts. And very often it was shatnez. Imagine a black hat is shatnez. No, the person's not wearing a hat. Why aren't you wearing a hat? I'm machmer in shatnez. That's why. Why aren't you wearing your tzitzis hat? I'm machmer for the Rinatina, not to wear your tzitzis hat. Things my people can think is a kula, but they're chumras, no? So that's a fascinating issue. When you have something that's a hard substance, that's not necessarily supplying hanas levisha, is that really an issur of shatnez? We'll see the Tosfos in the very end of the first parak. A more mundane example, when we were growing up, they always line the pockets of baseball gloves. You know, the person really has a fastball, and you catch it in the glove, it can sting. You know, so they're always lined. So really expensive gloves, they were lined with leather. And those are really expensive gloves. When I was growing up, those were $100 gloves that were lined with leather. The pockets normally were lined with junk. They were lined very often with shatnez. They would take all the psolis and they would put it inside the line to create a little bit of a buffer. So that was interesting chiddush. Now, black hats and baseball gloves had a shiloh of a shatnez years ago. It was interesting. You know, so that's this issue. Is that called hanas levisha? Is that really called hanas levisha? Hanas levisha usually means a person who's wearing something for the purpose of warmth. Is that really considered to be, right, hanas levisha, because that's a requirement of shatnez. Dumya de levisha disvehana. Is that true when it comes to all cases? Certain cases, we'll see the Tosfos. But that's the chiddush. The Tosfos writes that if a chai is not being nene from the beged, there's no issur of shatnez. So therefore, as long as the mace is not being nene from the beged, there's no issur. It's not that this really is an issur, but he's potter min mitzvos. Wearing the beged, the chiyah ha-gavna, there's no hana, that's the chiddush atosus, that would not be an isra, and that's not considered to be a case of loeg l'rosh. It was a very interesting chiddush. The Rugged Shiva had like Iluyash Ha'aris, but you know, he was once speaking to Rei Torah, and there were kfarim nearby. They said, Loeg L'Rosh. He says that even when they were alive, they didn't understand the Skiddush that I was saying. You know, like, okay, so no difference in that, alive. So, okay, so there's the Chiddush that Tosus writes about Loeg L'Rosh. The Mara is the following Chiddush. Moral quotes through the Ramban and Aser Sevitris. And then Posuk, Perichah, Posuk Ches. Zachar is Yemesh Shabbos L'Kadsha. Zachar v'Shamar. Zachar is a reference to the essay, and Shamar is a reference to the Los essay. That's called Shiyeshon v'Shmi, Yeshon v'Zachira, Baruch L'Stavchav, Shavu L'Stavchav. And there the Ramban writes so magnificently that there's an essential difference between an essay as opposed to Los essay. An essay that a person does with Kumbh essay is a manifestation of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. How do you demonstrate Avva? You know, by being proactive, by doing, by embracing. That's Avva, when a person fulfills mitzvah essay. And what about an Isilos essay? Oh, that's the Bechin of Yira. That's Yira. How do you demonstrate reverence? No? Caution, by refrain. And how do you demonstrate Avva? By being proactive. That's what the Ramban writes. So the essence of mitzvah essay is Avas Hashem. The essence of an Isra is Yiras Hashem. And the Ramban writes his Chiddush, we're going to have to see later in the parak, no? And that's why Esse Dokalos Asay, wow, such a Chiddush, the Ramban, that's Mefurish. That's why Esse Dokalos Asay, because if you have a conflict between the Midas Ha'av and the Miras Ha'ira, the Midas Ha'av are prevailing. That's what the Ramban Mamish writes there in the Seres Hedibros. That's why Esse Dokalos Asay. You're not going to sacrifice the opportunity of Ava if something simply is driven by Yira. Wow, you need psukim, you need drashos, but he writes, that's really the underlying makshava. Wow. So the Maharal writes, three great chidushim. Number one is maybe loeg l'rosh only applies to a mitzvah saseh and not to a nisulos saseh. You're mocking the nifter. Wait, you're mocking the nifter. The nifter is chashem and mitzvos. He doesn't have the opportunity now to engage in avodas Hashem. Okay, that's loeg l'rosh. If he's no longer obligated in refraining from an iser, guess what? That's not a shortcoming. That's not an obstacle. That's not a problem. There's no loeg l'rosh when it comes to an iser lav. There's only loeg l'rosh when it comes to a kimasa, a kimasa. And it's not that tzitzis is unique, and it's not that shatnez is unique, but no, tzitzis exemplifies mitzvah saseh, and shatnez, of course, is a lav. There's no loeg l'rosh when it comes to a lav. There is loeg l'rosh when it comes to a mitzvah saseh. Wow, wow, beautiful chiddush that Maharal writes. Okay, that's found again in Parshas V'yigash, Mem Vav Yud, and also the chiddush Maharal in Chulin Datzari. Why Chulin Datzari Aleph? There the Gemara discusses something else. The Gemara says this, that, you know, the Torah describes Yosef HaTzadik, together with his brothers, and here in Breishis Mem Gimel, they're soeg biyachad, and the instruction is given, look, make sure that the food is glat, glat, glat. No, make sure that the food is kosher. Now, what does the pasuk say? Tavoach tevach v'hachem. Tavoach tevach v'hachem. Tavoach tevach means shchita, shchita. Tvicha shchita. And what does v'hachem mean? Hachem, the Gemara says, is the Chiddush. The tul hemina gid hanasha. The tul hemina gid hanasha. Both the instruction that was given for the Suda of Yosef, together with his brothers, make sure the shar shchuta, and make sure, obviously, that you traber, that you remove the gid hanasha. Don't feed them the gid hanasha. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. Kimanda amar, gid hanasha ne'esar lebnei Noach. If that was the instruction, that's a clear raya that even a Benoach is obligated in Giranasha. I'm a Giranasha. Again, we discussed Giranasha. Maybe we'll chazer a little bit in Parshas Vayishlach, no? But Giranasha, a little bit unusual. Its first place, its first appearance is Parshas Vayishlach. It's Kodem Matan Torah. At that time and place, ooh, the Rambam writes, no, that applied to the Bnei Yaakov, who didn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Maybe everything changed at Mamad Har Sinai. We discussed that, no? Nitna Torah v'yischacho halacha. But in Parshas Vayishlach, so that's what the sugya debates. Giran Asha, who is obligated exactly in Giran Asha? Who is the Torah referring to in Parshas Vayishlach? Well, if the Pasuk says, Tavoach teva pahachain, and pahachain means remove the gidanasha. So the Gemara says, Kemanda Amar, gid hanasha nesar b'dinu. So Tosus immediately is bothered. Maybe all that was Zeinu Mitzuviyosa. Maybe all that was Zeinu Mitzuviyosa. Avram Avinu's mankind kolot Torah kolim shenitna. So that was true of Avram. That was true of Yitzchak. That was true of Yaakov. That was true of the Bnei Yaakov. So of course they're not going to go ahead and partake of the Gid Hanasha. But how do you know that there was B'Torah Schiyuv? What do you mean? Command Amar Gid Hanasha Nesar. Who says Nesar? All of that was the Torah's inuit. Veharaya, Tavoach Tevach. Tavoach Tevach is Shchita. Is Shchita. Is there any day that says a Ben Noach is Mitzuv in Shchita? So you have to say Tavoach Tevach was discretionary, was inuit Mitzuviyosa. So once you're saying it for Tavoach Tevach for Shchita, let it also be said of Vachim, for Gid Hanasha, that's Tosus is Kasha. Wow, that's Tosus' kasha. Cool. So take a look. Tosus gives a couple answers. Tosus, for example, writes maybe the deal is based on the word. If the pasuk said just remove the Gid Hanasha, okay, that could be inu mitzviyosa. But the phrase the pasuk uses is v'hachein. V'hachein seems to indicate a heter, ready it la'achila, make it permissible la'achila. It seemed to say essential, necessary hachana. Necessary hacham. Oh, so tevach tevach maybe could be discretionary, but v'hachein means and make it fit to eat, indicating that the Gid Hanasha is not fit to eat. Oh, so maybe that's an indicator. That's the So Maral writes, this is even more of a chiddush. Maral writes the following. The avos from Akayim kolot Torah kolim shenitna. Maybe there's a difference between an essay as opposed to a los essay. After all, if you're not chayiv in a los essay, you're not chayiv in a los essay. You're not a kohen, so there's no iser lav of tumas kohenim, so you can pretend to be a kohen. But mitzvos essay are an opportunity. And wow, the chiddush, when the avos from Mekayim kolot Torah kula, the mitzvos essay. The mitzvah, they sought out every opportunity to embrace Avas Hashem, Avraham Oavi. Wow. But it doesn't mean they were Zohir in every Isser that were not commanded to do. Wow. That's a great chiddush. That the Abus Mekayim Kolot Torah Kula, an essential difference between law versus an essay, and now the application is also chiddush. No? And that's the following. Gid Hanasha is a law. Gid Hanasha is a law. Okay. What about Tavoach Tevach? That's Shchita. Shchita is an essay. Shchita v'zavachta. Kasher tziv. The Rambam counts Shchita as one of the mitzvahs essay. It's a mitzvahs essay. Now, this requires a little bit of work because is it really a classic mitzvahs essay? You know, I'm giving mussar to the shochet. You know, why are you doing 100 shchitas an hour? You know, slow down. So he answers, I really love Hashem. No? And an essay is, Avas Hashem. And the more I do, the faster I do, it's a bechin. Ooh, you know what I'll tell him? Ooh, Tosu Shuas Chavdali. Because Zavachta is not a mitzvah essay. Zavachta is an Isser essay. If you eat something that's not Shochut, so in addition to violating a law of Nevela, you are Mevatel an essay of Shchita. We've discussed sometimes an essay can be a Kiyum essay. Sometimes an essay can be an Isser essay. So it is a chiddush to say that, you know what, that shchita has the quality of a mitzvah to say in the classic sense, but it is true, the Rambam counts it in Sefer Mitzvahs. You make a bracha on shchita, asher k'rishon mitzvah v'tzivanu, even though typically you don't make a bracha just on an iser essay, but you do make a bracha on shchita, maybe there are elements of shchita as a mitzvah to say. So that's what the Maral assumes. And therefore the Maral writes that, of course, the Avos embraced every possibility of performing a mitzvah, but it doesn't mean that they would refrain from Isurim that they were not admonished, they were not included in. And therefore, there's no stira between Tavoach Tevach, V'Hachein. Tavoach Tevach could be Inu Mitzviyosa, but not Hachein, not Gid Hanasha. Oh, and that's the Raya of the Gemara, that a Ben Noach is Nesa, the Gid Hanasha. Well, that's other Maral. And then the Maral, the punchline, no? That's why Yaakov Avinu nasa shtei achayos. Of course, the avos from a kaim kol haTorah kula. Mitzvos aseh. Mitzvos aseh. They're a kaim kol haTorah kula. But not when it came to Isurim. Not Isurim that they were not admonished in. And therefore, if that indeed is true, so therefore, that's why Yaakov Avinu married shtei achayos, the Isur shtei achayos. They were not included in shtei achayos. And therefore, there was no Isur. Mashenkin, when it comes to the classic examples of the Avos Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, means the opportunities to embrace Avas Hashem. Wow. So those are the three great solutions that the Maral has. The difference between Essay as opposed to Los Essay. The Avos and Yosef V'Achiv and the Sugi of Loig L'Rosh. Well, that's pretty heavy. People usually learn the Maral for all the like intricate machshavos, no? Try to figure out what the Maral means, no? This is like straight halacha, no? Like, whoa, the Maral writes three sugyas that simply are based on that distinction, okay? That Ramban I mentioned, the Ramban in Toldos, Chafavei, that's where the Ramban writes that, you know what, the Avos Mekan Kol HaTorah Kula was a Ruach HaKodesh. And there the Ramban writes the following. If this is really true, and Poshep Shat the Ramban writes, not like Maral, it includes Isurim as well. So how is it possible that Yaakov Lumer Shtei Achayos? So that's the Ramban writes, take a look, right? Chafav, hey, you know what? There's a fundamental difference between Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz. The Kiyum of the Mitzvos HaMaisios were in Eretz Yisrael. And in Chutz La'aretz, yes, it's true that their levels were Oseg Be, Sodos HaTorah, the Tamei Mitzvoseha, but that halacha that the Avos from Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Kodem Shenitna, right, that was an Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not only unique in terms of certain mitzvos that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but holistically, a mitzvah which even applies in Chutz La'aretz, but the Ramban is clear. It has a different hagdara when it comes to Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, the Avos from Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Kodem Shenitna. And then the Ramban writes that incredible, incredible line that all of a sudden Yaakov Avinu was now returning to Eretz Yisrael. And that was the timing of Misas Roch Leimeinu. Wow, unbelievable. That was not at all coincidental. That was a totsa of the re-entry into Eretz Yisrael, where now there would have been observance of Shtei Achayos. And therefore, whoa, that was the Hashkachas Hashem, Kedei Shlo Yavor Eretz Yisrael Isur Shtei Achayos. Unbelievable what the Ramban writes. Now, take a look at the Ramban as well, in Parshas Achimos, in Vayikra Yud Ches Hafei. Again, a Ramban that writes the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to the totality of mitzvos. And the mashal that the Ramban gives, like, unbelievable. You know, you're part of the family of the king, the queen, the prince, the princess. Of course you're going to conduct yourself in a certain way. What happens if all of a sudden, gir shahamelech me armon malchusa? Let's assume, for example, that, you know what, a person is exiled, the queen, the princess is exiled from the palace of the king. You know what? They're still going to wear their clothing of royalty. They're still going to wear a levush malchus. Why are you wearing a levush malchus when you're detached from the palace of the king? You know what the answer to the Ramban is? Is because, you know what? Because you're going to remain lukuteshes b'chazor l'paltrin. You know, that's the language of the Ramban, no? Because you aspire to return, and you're going to conduct yourself, even in exile, with the aspiration that you're going to return. Wow, that's the mashal that the Ramban gives. You know what? That we're in Chutz La'aretz, but we have to embrace all the mitzvot HaTorah with the same passion, enthusiasm. Se'hatzivi lach tzionim. The Ramban quotes the pasuk. No, make landmarks for yourself, because you're going to return. And that's also where the Ramban writes the uniqueness of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, even when it comes to shared mitzvahs. And the plane kind of landed in Eretz Yisrael this afternoon, so the luggage part. So person turned to me. He looked like a real hezder at Sioni, He says, "Should I put on tefillin now? Should I put on tefillin now?" He looked like he came from Gush, "Should I put on tefillin now?" We put tefillin on the plane, but it was afternoon, it was before Shkiyah. So I said to him, "Of course, if Lichtenstein put on tefillin now." He looked at me like, "How do you know who Rav Lichtenstein is?" "Why? You think it's all based on how you look?" He says, "I live next door. I didn't know." I said, "Of course you put it. Take a look at the safe. They just put out Rav Lichtenstein on page Kufala. It says Rav Lichtenstein landed, he put on tefillin Kutzlar. It's true, but he got back to Eretz Yisrael. Whenever the plan would end before Shkia, he put on tefillin again. Why? Because the Ramban. There's an enhanced kiyum. Something that was, sensitivity that's really striking. So he apologized. Yeah. He said, "Don't judge books by their cover. Realize that." The Ramban writes, one has to be careful about the Ramban. But Ramban speaks with Eretz Yisrael and incredible, the Eretz HaNivcheres. And not only when it comes to mitzvah sattva yisvaretz, that's a thing for a separate shiur, but there's so many dinim darais that have nothing at all to do with kedusha sakarka. Smicha, in parvodavar shel tzibur, kiddush hachodesh, that are uniquely true in Eretz Yisrael, because the Rambam writes, that's the definition of kahal yisrael, the Rambam writes that perish mashayis b'choros, not perak davar, that's how we define Knesset Yisrael. Yoshvei Haaretz. No, it's like, so that's what the Ramban writes when it comes to Isra Shtei Achayos. It's something which is quite unusual. No? When we were discussing Bris Milah Parshas Lech Lecha, we pointed out the following, and maybe this is also very, very relevant. Very relevant. If Avraham is Makam Kol HaTorah Kodem Shenitna, so why does Bris Milah seem to be exceptional? Avraham Avinu did not fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah until the tzibur. And one could envision many answers. No, Milah is not just a mitzvah. Milah is a bris, a krisas bris. Can you really have a krisas bris, which is in mitzvah yosa, unilaterally, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A bris means HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that indeed this is the krisas bris. This is what must be done, okay? One of the things we mentioned was a fascinating chiddush. Is it possible to have Bris Milah b'toras in a mitzvah yosa? Is it really possible to do that? Why not? What's the difference in Bris Milah, let's say, any other mitzvah? The chiddush at that time was because, wait a second, maybe the mitzvah Bris Milah is koveya b'chaloshim arel. Remember that, no? That maybe we start with the mitzvah Bris Milah. Since you have a chiyuv of Bris Milah, you know what? That means that you're an Arel, that is an Arla. By removing it, the psul vanishes. Now you're chosam bos bris kodesh. All of that is true if there's a mitzvah bris milah. But without the mitzvah bris milah, maybe there's no chaloshim arel. And where do you see that that's true? Oh, that was that Rashba, Yivamos and Daf Ayin, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that a great chiddush, mesu echot mafmas milah. That Rachmanu Litzlan, if siblings died as a result of Bris Milah, and the halacha declares that this child should not have a bris, Rabbi Natam writes, he's not an Orel. He can eat Karban Pesach. He's not an Orel. That's such a chiddush. Without a mitzvah Bris Milah, not an Orel. And a person who cannot do a bris because of Pikuach Nefesh is like, you're not Chayiv in Milah, as opposed to arguing there's an override, but in principle there is a few. Rabbi Natam writes that Mesu Echav Nachmas Milah is not considered to be an RL. Remember, we quoted the Yerushalmi that you only become an RL on day 8, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, you're not an RL. And a din in the Yerushalmi. Now, what about Lil Shmini? On the one hand, the day of Milah has begun. On the other hand, the Maisa Milah is only Bayom. Ooh, that was a Lomdus. Now, what about Lil Shmini? But on day 7, you're not an RL. The mitzvah Bris Milah is Kovei Adachavoshim RL. If the mitzvah Bris Milah is Kovei Adachavoshim RL, maybe one can, how do you envision that, Petorus? In a mitzvah yosef. You're not accomplishing the chalos, RL, mohu, unless there's a mitzvah Bris Milah. And maybe that's why Avraham Avinu waited and the mitzvah Bris Milah was only after, again, the Betzivui. The Betzivui indeed occurred. Okay. Perhaps one could suggest the same thing is true when it comes to certain arayas. There is a Ramban in Yevamos, Adav Tzariches. But the Ramban writes the following. You know what? There's a difference between arayos of a Jew and arayos of a non-Jew. There are differences between them. Gili arayos is one of the Shemitzes Benoach, but the list is not the same. The arayos of a Benoach is different from arayos of a Yisrael. That's something which is clear. It's important to know for a couple of reasons. Number one, you may get a call from a guy, and the guy will say, who am I allowed to marry? You have to know the list of arayos. He'll tell the guy, you can marry this, can't marry that. But in Geirus, no? We assume even after a person is Magayer, anyone who the person could not have married before Geirus remains Asamid Rabbah and after Geirus. That's an important halacha, no? Otherwise, it looks as though Baimi Kedusha Chamer Kedusha Kala. A guy can't marry someone, see, he converts, now he can marry them. No, yeah, they convert because Mamash like a Katan Anuladami, no? But anyone he couldn't marry before, he can't marry afterwards. So it's even important halacha after Geirus to know this person is permitted to you, this person not, because this is not a person you could have married. What exactly is the distinction between arayos of Yisrael and arayos of Benos? The Ramban writes a beautiful hagdara, Yevamos Daf Tzariches, that a guy will have natural arayos. You know, a guy will have like the DNA arayos, you know? But a guy will not have arayos machmas ishus. Machmas ishus. A wife's sister. The reason that's an erev is because it's generated by issues. So the guy, that's the chiddush that the Ramban writes, that arayos machmas issues don't apply to a guy. Or let me phrase it a little bit differently. Arayos machmas issues, I have to add one word. Arayos which result from marriage, I'll add one word. Arayos which result from a Jewish marriage. You need issues de Yisrael. And issues of Yisrael will create certain arayos that aren't true of issues of a Benoach. There can be a concept of issues of Benoach. We discussed the Sugya Fas Torah, no? Kedushin Bev, Chafav Mabez, Eishes Yifas Torah, Rabos Eishes Ish. The Torah recognizes there is something which is called a non-Jewish marriage. But you know what? It's not the same of a Jewish marriage. You know, one of the klalim the Sefer Okeach has is that you can only recite a bracha on a mitzvah if it's unique to Jews. If this mitzvah is shared by non-Jews, there's no bracha. We mentioned this before, no? And that's why the Okeach writes there's no bracha on tzedakah. Remember we discussed that earlier, no? Because the sheet of the Okeach, oh, like that Ran and Senator Daf Nun Vav, is even a Benoach is chayv in tzedakah against the Rambam. The Rambam Yud Yud, Bachas Malachim is Mefurish. That a guy is not chayv in tzedakah. But Kiddush number one, the Ran writes a guy is chayv in tzedakah. And the Rokeach writes, that's why you make a bracha in tzedakah. A shir Kiddush Shalom is a sovet tzivam. To make a bracha, it means this is unique. This is a manifestation of Kiddushas Yisrael. Maybe one could add a very simple question. What do you mean we make a bracha of Birchas Erisin? A shir Kiddush Shalom is a sovet tzivam. And isn't there a concept of Ishus of a Benoach as well? Eishes Yifas Doar? Rabbos Eishes Ish. So you know what the simple answer is? There's no Gzeir Shava. You can't compare issues of Yisrael to issues of the Benoach. Where do you see that that's true? I'll tell you a couple of examples. No? Number one is, what's the definition of issues of a Benoach? Bu'ulas Baal Yesh Lahem. They don't have Kesev. They don't have Shtar. They don't have Erisin. No? They have bu'ulas v'al yesh lahem, eishes yifas tovar, but they don't have the kedusha of eris and yisurin. And I'll bring you another rayah. Arayos. The fact that eishes yisrael results in a whole list of arayos that are not true when it comes to eishes of Benoah, you know what you see? That these are completely different institutions. And therefore, Yes, you recite a bracha on the issues of Yisrael because this is unique to Yisrael. The Briskar pointed out this is like a beautiful biur. You know, the Rambam writes that Berachas Erisin is Berachas HaMitzvah. So the kasha of the Ram, the kasha of the Rush. If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, so cut to the chase. No? Asher Kedushin HaMitzvah Tzivanu Allah Kedushin the Kaddish HaSeisha. No? Why in the world, you know? Why everything else? Oh, that's the right that the Ran and the Rush, it's a Berachas HaShevach. A Berachas HaShevach, like benching, is elaborate. A Berachas HaMitzvah is crisp, no? It's razor sharp. It's razor sharp. So you know what the Brisker out? Oh, exactly this point. That in order to make a Bracha Nishas, you have to demonstrate that this is not share. This is unique. This is unique to Kedushas Yisrael. And that is what would allow you to recite a Bracha on these issues. How do you know that that's true? Oh, I'll tell you the following. Arayos. How do you know that that's true? Erisin, no? Oh, see what Chazal did? Unbelievable, no? They incorporated those rayas into the Berachas Erisin. Asher k'reshon mitzvah tzivanu al harayos. No? Wow. Asulano sarusos. Hitulano sarus chupi kedushin. All of that is uniquely true to Ishus of Yisrael. And the chasima sabracha mikadei shemo Yisrael aydei chupi v'kedushin. This is not just Ishus of the Benoach. This is a unique institution that's evident for the Berachas Erisin. And that's why the Berachas Erisin points and highlights the uniqueness of Kedushas Yisrael. Arayos is an example of the uniqueness of Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, well, that's the Chiddush Ramban writes in Yevamos and Tzariches, that you realize that when you have Arayos Machmas Ishus, it's Arayos Machmas Ishus of Ishus Yisrael. Ishus Yisrael. That's important, no? Okay, very nice. And then the Ramban adds five words. But take a look, take a look. Ramos Tariches Amanala. Ramban writes, you ready? V'harei Yaakov, Nasa Shteyachayas. That's what the Ramban concludes, no? I'm going to prove to you that Ishus of Yisrael is different. And you cannot compare that to an Ishus of Abenoach. And how do you know that that's true? The Hadar Barayos, okay. Rav Yaakov Nasa Shteyachayas. What does that mean? Rav Yaakov Nasa Shteyachayas. Of course, Yaakov married Shteyachayas. It was not Mitzuvah. It was all Kodemat. No, you know what the answer is. Today's Shir. No, that's exactly the point. So how in the world is it possible for Yaakov to marry Shteyachayas? So that's the Chiddush the Ramban is writing. No? Not Esei Los, I say. Not Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz. But you know what? That the Isser Erva of Achos Isha requires an Ishus di Yisrael. And the Avos, it's a fascinating issue. What was the status exactly of the Avos? Well, what status did they have? Did they have a full Kedushas Yisrael? Did they not have a full Kedushas Yisrael? Like, that's a fascinating deal. But they did not have full Kedushas Yisrael. You can take a look at the Ramban and Parshas Emor. Mechav Dalad Yud. Ramban discusses what exactly was the status of the Avos. But the Ishus of the Avos was not an Ishus of Yisrael, Lachar Matan Torah. If you need an Ishus to Yisrael to create the Yisrael of Achos Isha, can I honestly say, oh, this is not an Ishus to Yisrael, but let's do a Petoras Enu Mitzuvios. You know, imagine, just a very broad mushroom, you know, a person, whatever, you know, a person would be engaged to a girl and some of the engagement did not work out. So you say, you know what, that in with Silvios, I'm not going to marry the girl sister. Because you know what, we were almost married. You know, almost, you know what, I'm not saying it's the best idea, but that's not Achos Isha, no? If you don't have the Ishus of Yisrael, you can't pretend, you know? We were almost there, we had something like, we made a commitment, and therefore like, an Enam and Silviosa of Achos Isha, you're going to say no without Ishus. It's not called an Enam and Silviosa of Ishus de Yisrael. That's the Chiddush the Rabban. The Rabban writes, I'm going to prove to you that there's certain arayas that require an ishus of Yisrael, and that's why it doesn't exist when it comes to Benoach, and Vayakov nasa shtei achayos. That's the Chiddush that the Rabban writes. There wasn't even a kima, just like, I'll say that's the mashal ador adomeh, just like when it comes to bris milah. If the mitzvah of bris milah is kovei the cholo shem arel, that means you're not an arel without the tzivui of milah, so doing a bris milah but it's in a mitzvah yos is not going to change the status of an arel to a chasum. You can daven b'torah sein mitzvah yos, but not bris milah b'torah sein mitzvah yos, and not when it comes to the case of shtei achayos. I'll tell you maybe another Kiddush, but we'll have to have riots. We began, no, with Chulin Tzadi Aleph? No? Where the Gemara says, Tavo Akhtar Pa'achein, Achein is Tulim in a Giran Asha, remove the Giran Asha, no? Oh, that's a riot that Rabbi Noach is Mitzvah to Giran Asha. Why can't it be in a Mitzvah Yosef? Why can't it be in a Mitzvah Yosef? No? How tos is the word Achein? Morale, oh, because it's alive. I'll tell you another Kiddush now. Ah, it's exactly like Bris Milah. And it's exactly like the case of Shtei Achayos. You can't have, like the Ginan Osha B'Torah's Inu Mitzvios. Why in the world, no? Why can't you have, no? Well, what do you mean? So I'll tell you the following. There's something really unusual about Giran Asha, no? There's something really unusual about Giran Asha. Yeah. That's the next daf nechum, that Tzadi Beis. You know what a git is? A git is sinew. You know? A git is not no same time. Ain't beginning but no same time. You know what the language of the Gemara is? Eitzu. Eating a git is like eating a piece of bark. Why is it asur? You know what the Gemara says? That's the language of the Gemara. Eitzu, Rachman Asrasim. Despite the fact that I would have said, the whole Yisrael Giran Asha does not seem to be possible. Because a Gid, it's not a piece of meat that there's Hanas Achila. Gid is sinew. It's like bark. Ain't beginning in no same time. Ain't beginning in no same time. So you know what I'm going to tell you? The Isra of Giran Asha, Eitzer of Hamasrasa, creates the capacity for the Isra of Giran Asha. Just like you're not an Orel without the Tzivu of Mila, where there's no Isra of Shtei Achayos without Ishas of Yisrael, there's no Isra of Giran Asha without the Tzivu of Giran Asha. Because without the Tzivu of Giran Asha, Eitzu, it's a piece of bark. No? You wouldn't say that about an animal that lacks Shchita. A nevela is absolute basa. So I can say, I'll refrain from eating nevela, the Torah Seinu and Tzuviyos. But Giran Asha, without the tzivui of Giran Asha, literally, Eitzu, Rachman Asrasa. So I'll tell you, you know what, that's something that all three of those cases have in common. Bris Milah, Achos Isha, and Giran Asha. That without the Torah weighing in and creating a tzivui, that category doesn't exist. The category of Arul doesn't exist without a krisas bris of bris milah. The category of mahol doesn't exist. The isra of achos isha does not exist without an ishus of Yisrael. And the isra of Giran Asha cannot exist without a tzivui of Giran Asha because eitzu rachman asrasa. That's something which is pretty heavy. That's something unusual. Unusual. Well, so maybe that's why the Gemara is Madaik. That if you see from Yosef HaTzadik, now the Hachain, it must meant that there was a tzivui of Giran Asha. And therefore, indeed, that's true. Wow. I would tell you the simplest approach to this question of Yaakov Nasa Shtei Achayos. I'll tell you simply this. If you look in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, and Perek Chaf Aleph, Rav Chaim Volozhin discusses this at length, but I would say this, the simplest approach. You know, you hear me answering a shayla on the phone. Someone tells me, you know, it's hard for them to sit in sukkah, I tell them, you know what, you have to sit in sukkah, you know. There are probably 50 sukkahs within 2 blocks of your house, you know. You're traveling, there are probably 50 sukkahs within, you know, you have to sit in sukkah. Okay, you know. I get another call, you know, and sitting, don't worry about it, you know, you're trapped. You don't worry about the sukkah. Don't. You look at me like, what in the world? You know. The second call was a woman, and the first call was a man. You know, like, you know, a man is chayiv, and a woman is not chayiv. You know, like, there's a difference. No, there's a difference, no? Yeah, you're chayiv in the mitzvah sukkah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to tell you, you have to bend over backwards. You're not chayiv in the mitzvah sukkah. Can a woman sit in sukkah for the sar of animal tzaviyosa? Of course, but the bottom line is she's not obligated in. It's not a steerer to give a psak differently for a man or a woman when it comes to yeshiva sukkah. Because a man is mitzuliyosa and a woman is ainu mitzuliyosa. I would say that's the simplest tenets, no? Meaning that true, the avos from mekayim kol haTorah kodem shenitzna. But realize, no, at the end of the day, it was ainu mitzuliyosa. It was ainu mitzuliyosa. And you know what? How do you respond when there are competing factors? You know, so imagine I get a call, you'll tell me, this girl is the girl of my dreams, but you know what? But the halacha doesn't allow me to marry her. You know? What do you think I'm going to say? You know? It's okay. You know, what do you think? What do you mean? You're not. What happens if you deal with the realm of Inu Mitzuviyosa? And there's a competing factor. It's so obvious that absolutely no. That's Pashub Shat, what you find in the Rishonim, like, referring to. If you look, for example, like the Das Zakenim of Bali HaTosos, in Breishas Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hei. The Bali HaTosos just simply wrote, when the Avos from Akayim call out to Rekom HaShnitna, that was generally true, but there were exceptions. It doesn't mean there are exceptions if they were tired, if they went to sleep late, they daven Shachris, you know, sometimes not. But if there was a real competing factor, marrying Rachel and Leah, no? That's a competing factor. No? That's a competing factor. That's where Reb Chaim Lajner writes. If Yaakov Avinu knew that this was his destiny, that this was the Shifa, he knew that this was, there were such clear indicators for the appropriateness of Rivka and Rachel and the like. So whether that's an option or not, well, if you're Mitzuvi also, guess what? It's a non-starter. No argument is going to say yes if there's an Isser Shtei Achayos. But if there is no Isser Shtei Achayos, you're talking about a kiyum of Inu Mitzuviyosa, guess what? Now there are competing factors. Now things have to be dealt with in a holistic manner. That's what the Nefesh HaChayim writes. So of course, the starting point is Lamas Makan Kolotarakula. But if they knew, you know, because the language of Chaim Lajner writes is Toar Sichlom, you know, because of their Hashkacha, they realized that, you know what, that there would be Tikunim Gdolim as a result of marrying Rach and Leah, giving rise to the Shiftei Kar. You know what? So that's compelling. It's not all or nothing when you're dealing with the scale of an Einu Mitzuviyosa. And that's the Chiddush that the Bali HaTosos Pashut in one line that generally speaking, yes, but not always. Mitzuviyosa can't say that. I'm generally careful about Arayos, but otherwise not. But you know what? But if it's Einu Mitzuviyosa, one can go ahead and do so. And maybe this is part of the intent of a Tshuva Sarash, but you can take a look at it's found in Chelak Aleph in Simin Sadi Dal with the Tshuva Sarashpa. The Tshuva Sarashpa was asked about this, Hayitachin, that Yaakov Mary Shtei Achayos, how is that possible? Yeah, so take a look at that Tshuva Sarashpa. The whole thing is cryptic. The whole thing is, you know, the Tshuva Sarashpa says the following. You should realize the world stands on three pillars. Zman, Makom, and Kelim. That's the answer to the Rosh. The world is nivunah shlosh amudim. Zman, Makom, and Kelim. And you know what? Not all zmanim are equal. You can't compare Chol to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yantiv. Wow. And you can't compare omakomos. In certain areas you're chayv in shumas and isos, in certain areas you're not. And you can't compare all creations like kalim. Well, you know what? You can be yotze mitzvah with this kli, with this lulav and esra, and you can't be yotze with another branch. And v'lo'er l'hakiv k'kohen, and not everyone is equal. A kohen can do avod, and you can't do avod, and the tshuva. Now that's the tshuva zereshra. How is it possible for Yaakov to Rach and Leah? You know what? Not all days are equal, and not all places are equal, and not all objects are equal, and I'm done. No, there's a tshuva zereshra that tries to like figure out this tshuva zereshra. The tshuva zereshra is in Tafrei Shtarivah. Tshuva quotes the tshuva zereshra and kind of, what exactly does he mean? Poshup shad, you know what he means? Just very simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fundamental aspects of the world, Zman, Makom, Kalim, and guess what? Not all are equal. Not all are equal. What was true of you and me is not true of Avos. For us, Shtei Achayos is out of the question. For the Avos, this was a possibility. Because A, they were elements of Yosef, and B, they knew in Aruch HaKodesh that what resulted from that issues was tikunim gedolim bekochos ha'olamos. You know, you can't mix and match. You can't be madam and also and also. You can't compare. That's Poshim Shat, the Tshuva Zereshra, superficially. No. That realize that you can't always compare, right? Every person to another. A kohen can do avoda, and you can't do avoda. You cannot marry Shtei Achayos, but Yaakov was able to marry Shtei Achayos because that was Kodem Matan Torah, and what was gained, you know, far outweighed the kiyum of kiyum kol Torah, kolam shenitna. You know, so I would say poshim shat that really is the, you know, the kavana of that tshuva zereshra, the tshuva zereshra as well. Like they're fascinating differences, fascinating chilukim. And I think that piece that the Descriptus explains, you know, like certain things one can envision in Eim Saviosa. Other things, not necessarily. Not necessarily. That's an important comment. That the Mishnah Melech and Parshas Drachim discusses like the status of Avos, not for now, but that we have to discuss as well. You know, what exactly was there? Can one envision a Gerus Kodem Atatot? When one entered the household of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, did that require a gerus? A gerus? Would you say a gerush nizgayim? Es kekatna hanolo dami, because they married the zera of Avraham Kohen Matan Torah. In which case, all kurva is broken. That's the Mishnah Melech discusses in Parshas Drachim. These are the classic approaches. The fascinating issue of the allowance and appropriateness of Yaakov marrying Shtei Achayos. Yes.